violence instead of pulling the patrol reports the following morning. On paper, it was a good theory, and Bosch and Edgar had in fact cleared two armed robberies and a rape in their first 4 days spent working nights. But for the most part, they took reports and did little more than pass cases off to the appropriate investigators the following day. The air they drove through was clear and crisp. They kept the windows up and their expectations down. The call was a suicide run. They needed to make a confirmation for the patrol sergeant on scene, and then they'd be on their way. With any luck, they'd still make it back to the station by midnight. The Orchidea was a sprawling pink apartment complex off Orchid and nestled into the hillside behind the Magic Castle parking lot. It was an apartment complex that had been around for as long as Bosch remembered. In the old days, it was a place where studios put up the new starlets, just signed to contracts. These days, the people who lived there paid their own way. There were two patrol cars with flashing blues out front, a van from the Scientific Investigation Division, and a station wagon from the coroner's office were already there as well. This told Bosch that the sergeant on scene either had forgotten about the night shift detectives or didn't think them necessary. He told Edgar to park behind the patrol car that didn't have a light bar on the roof. That would be the sergeant's car. Bosch would make sure he didn't go anywhere until Bosch wanted him to. As they got out, Edgar looked over the roof of their cruiser at Bosch. "I hate night watch in Hollywood," he said. "All the suicides come out at night." It was true. This would be their third suicide in 4 nights. "In Hollywood, everything comes out at night," Bosch said. There was a patrol officer at the entrance, and he took badge numbers from Bosch and Edgar and then directed them to apartment 6. The front door of the apartment was open, and they walked into a nest of activity. It was the end of shift for everybody, and everybody was in a hurry. Bosch saw the watch sergeant, who turned out to be a woman named Polly Fulton, standing in a hallway that most likely led to a bedroom.
"Detectives," she said. "Glad you could swing by, right in here."
"What do you mean?" "We just got the call," Edgar said.
"Really?"
Fulton said. "I called it in at least 45 minutes ago. The watch must have his hands full." She gestured for them to pass by her, and they did. The hall ended at 3 doors, a closet, a bathroom, and a bedroom. They entered the bedroom and saw that all the activity was centered on a naked woman lying on the bed. 2 coroner's investigators, a forensics tech, a photographer, and another patrol officer were all hovering around the bed. The woman was on her back, her arms at her sides. She had been young and beautiful, and remained so even in death. Her hair was blonde, and it wreathed her face, curving under her chin. Her skin was pale white, and her breasts were full, even while she was lying down. A slight line of discoloration could be seen running along the bottom curve of each breast. Surgical scars. There was a diamond teardrop pendant on a silver chain on her chest between her breasts. Her stomach was flat, and her pubic hair was neatly trimmed short and in a perfect inverted triangle. Edgar made a light catcall whistle between his teeth. "Now why would she want to go and do the Marilyn Monroe?" he asked. "A girl looking like that." No one answered. Bosch just stared at the woman on the bed while pulling on a pair of latex gloves. He knew that the knee-jerk reaction was to think that beauty solved all other problems. Same thing with money. But he had seen enough suicides to know that neither was true. Not even close.
"Lisbeth Grayson," Sergeant Fulton said. 24. Hasn't been here in the City of Angels long. Still has an Oregon driver's license in her purse."
Fulton had come up next to Bosch and spoke while they both stared at the body. There was no embarrassment about the dead woman being naked and exposed. It was police work. Fulton held up a clipboard. Lisbeth Grayson's driver's license was clipped to it. Bosch noted that she was from Portland.